T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockey talk that hits. This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Okay, welcome back to The Instigators with Andrew Peters, Craig Rabe, and Marty Biron joins us in studio for this special edition of The Instigators, where the Sabres hired the 19th head coach in history, franchise history. His name is Ralph Krueger, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to Buffalo. Welcome to the Instigators, Mr. Krueger. And what's the first order of business?
The first order of business was to do your program.
That, and you know what? They've already taught you well. As you come into the end of the organization, they're like, listen, we got to get you on with these guys. This is the first order of business. We love it. Thank you very much for your time.
No, it's good to hear you, and it's always excellent to begin a coaching job with players on the other end of a phone. That's a nice start.
Well, one of the players, and we'll go right into it, Ralph, this is Marty Biron. One of the players that you coached and you've known for a long time is Thomas Vanek, and we had him right away at the top of the show, and he had nothing but good things to say about you. Tell us a little bit about your experience through your hockey world and coaching and your playing days as well.
Well, more than anything, I've been living in Europe most of my adult life, but I began my career in hockey as a three-year-old walking onto an outdoor rink just outside of Winnipeg, and hockey has always remained my love, and I've just been able to grow and develop as a human being through all different stages of playing, as a professional, coaching, even had a player coaching gig at the beginning for a couple of years, and I've definitely gone a multiple destination route all over the map in hockey, but always staying close to the game and trying to get better every day as a leader and as a coach. And I'm excited now to put all that experience into play in Buffalo.
Mr. Krueger, Craig Rive here. I was just wondering, you know, obviously congratulations with being hired, and we're talking about the first order of business here, obviously, talking to the Instigators here today, but how long is it going to take before you start to reach out to the players on the team? I'm sure that they're extremely excited with a new coach coming aboard. How long before you start reaching out to each guy on the team?
Well, I'll be meeting with Jack and Sam in Slovakia next week. Our season just ended in the UK last weekend, so I have some things to clean up, but I'll be in Slovakia and be able to watch Sam and Jack and speak to them. Sadly, Brandon got hurt and won't be there anymore, but in the weeks that follow, I'll be reaching out to each individual player and begin that process of understanding what their motivations are, how we can maximize their abilities and their potential. That's going to be my job, and I really look forward to picking up with the players in the next few weeks here.
What's that conversation sound like, look like, when you talk to players of you know, like Jack and Sam?
Well, first of all, I'm going to do a lot of listening. I'd like to know, Jack is now an experienced National Hockey League player. Sam's been there, a few years now, too, and I think it's important to listen first and foremost, and then to process. I need to make sure that the coaching staff is ready to go when we blow the whistle for our first training camp practice, and we've got 4 months to get all the information that we need to be able to do that. And of course, I'll be letting them know what's important to me, but I want to feel what's been working for them. I want to feel where they see our assets in as an organization, as a hockey club, and I'll be tapping into that experience first and foremost before I formulate, the final plan that the players will then be feeling when we go to training camp.
How much attention were you paying to the National Hockey League in the last 3 years here since we saw you last on the bench at the World Cup for Team Europe? You know, how close have you been paying attention, and how much work will it take for you to get up to speed with what's going on around the whole National Hockey League?
Well, the good thing, Marty, is my experience, especially in the last decade, took me very close to a lot of NHL head coaches, and that relationship has stayed on a permanent communication basis. So I've got friends all over the league, quite a few actually in our division, which is a good thing that they've been quite open with me. And you know, I take the example of the Olympic Games in 2014, where we had Babcock leading a group of Hitchcock, Lindy Ruff, Claude Julien, and myself, and the communication that went on there for 1 year, where everybody put everything out on the table, and the discussions were really open. And discussions of that nature have stayed on. I had Paul Maurice and Brad Shaw at the World Cup in 2016. We've become very close friends and are permanently communicating with each other. So all over the league, I've got people, John Cooper down in Tampa and so on, who really are friends through my experience, and you know, it's been helpful. I have to tell you the truth. Even while I was in the Premier League, my startup site every single morning was the NHL.com, and always watching games highlights in my free time. So the connection has been tight. My son's a professional hockey player too, now playing in Switzerland, and just whether internationally or in the National Hockey League, it's remained my passion. It's remained the favorite place for me to go. And so my connections have been deep. But that's a good question, and I need to work really hard through the summer to make sure I'm completely up to speed on the personnel of our opposition.
Ralph Krueger, head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, joining us on the line right here with the Instigator. Is going to go a little long over one, Bills Live. I'm sure the guys won't mind. We talk a lot about this on this show about team identity. Do you have an idea of what kind of identity you want your team to have?
Well, first and foremost, I'm the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres because Jason Botterill has been reaching out to me of late, and especially when I made it clear that it was time for me to get back into hockey, our conversations just flowed so naturally and were so strong, and the culture that Jason wants his organization, his players, his teams to look like completely is in line with what I believe in. And then when I met, you know, Terry and Kim Pegula, you know, I have to tell you, the Pegulas are really, really clearly the people that finalized my decision to come here. And when I look at the way they, you know, the culture that they want to see in the club. And so those things are really important. And then, you know, my job will be to drive that culture into the dressing room, into the players. And people should feel it when we play Buffalo Sabres hockey, that there's an identity there that people respect, and that we are competitive every single night. And I look forward to bringing it into the front. That'll be my job.
I had the opportunity to play under 9 different NHL coaches in my time. And you know what? You know, when I look back to those coaches, you know, you spoke of Claude Julien, you spoke of Lindy Ruff. I had a lot of other great coaches. And one thing I realized is that in each and every coach, those guys were only as good as the guys that they surrounded themselves with. And that's talking about the assistant coaches and guys that the head coach speak with and build game plans, environment, and everything else. Have you had an opportunity, or do you have anybody in mind of, you know, who you plan on bringing onto your staff?
I can't really bring any names on the table. I will be contacting the assistants that were, you know, with the Sabres this year, and we'll be reaching out to some candidates that I've had experience with. And again, I'm the type of leader that also likes to surround myself with people that are ready to ask hard questions and challenge me on a daily basis. And that's going to be important as we go forward, that we have a real honest staff environment where everybody is involved, that everybody has a voice. And the important thing for me will be to find a group that has different strengths, that brings assets to the table that are unique and not just one tone through the coaching staff. So that search will begin, and Jason and I will be working very tight on building that team. And we're not in a big rush. I think if we have it set by the development camp, it would be, you know, be good goal to have your entire coaching staff in place. So we're going to take our time and get it right rather than get it quick.
Ralph Krueger, new head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, joins the Instigators on the line here. You had Steve Smith in Edmonton. I mean, how influential was he, if at all, with your decision to come here?
Steve, I'm sure, gave an opinion to Jason, which didn't hurt because I'm here. So I'm sure that he
you had any dialogue with him at all or at all.
No, I really. I'm the kind of person, I didn't make a lot of calls. I like to make my own impressions, to tell you the truth. I didn't reach out to a lot of people. I came into Buffalo undercover a few weeks ago and walked the streets for 5-6 hours on one day and 3 hours the next. I enjoyed the passion of the people. I asked people about hockey. I watched two playoff games. I'm not going to mention the pubs that I was in, but it was really interesting. I asked people about the Sabres. I asked them how they were feeling about the potential of the group, and what I felt was a passion for the game. I really like the size of the market. I'm more a smaller city person than a big city person personally, but also I know the history of the Sabres. Yeah, I mean, I grew up loving to watch the way they played, and I can feel the passion for the fan base and the hunger for something good to happen here, and that's I'd love to see that happening when I think of those people who now won't be able to talk to me in the pub anymore. but it's certainly the right time to go to a fabulous hockey market.
The last few years here in Buffalo, the fans have been patient. Obviously, Jason Botterill has talked about progression and wanting to see this group progress, play meaningful games in March and April. But everything really, it comes down to playoffs. What is, and if there's a goal, I mean, you can say playoffs, but what is your goal realistically for this group moving forward right from the first year?
Well, it's a little early to make big promises, but no question that I have taken this job with the belief that we can become a contender very quickly, and that we need to be in the mix. And I know Jason and I have spoken about that a lot. I was part of a rebuild in Edmonton, and this is not a rebuild. This team is ready to go to another level of competitiveness. And we need to get into that mode really quickly. And I think that my life as a coach really predominantly was at World Championships, Olympics, World Cups, and I coached, you know, over 17 tournaments at that level, 18 actually altogether. And every game in those tournaments was like a playoff game. Every game was important and mattered, and I think that's what we want to be, a club that very quickly is playing hockey in games that matter right through the season into April and then beyond. So I can tell you that that's a defined goal. It would be too early to speak about, but the general feeling is let's become competitive quickly, and let's become a contender quickly.
Well, for a man who likes to make his own impression, I hope we have left you with a good first one. We loved having you on here, and I'm sorry we couldn't get into more discussion about the World Economic Forum. That is more our level of conversation, but we had to keep it to hockey today, so I apologize for that, and we look forward to chatting with you again. Good luck, congratulations, and welcome aboard.
Thank you, Andrew, Craig, and Marty, and of course, I look forward to your listeners becoming a part of my life and what I'm going to be doing here beginning today. So this was a great first step as a Sabres head coach. Thanks, guys, for the passion. I feel it. I feel it on your show. You must be the number one show in town.
In the world, actually. we actually have thought about doing a show from the World Economic Forum, but they won't let us in. But the other thing I want, we'll let you go. But yes, we've enjoyed having you on here, and three former players, looking forward to the season. So good luck.
Look forward to meeting you live soon. Okay. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.